Hymn number 9 in the white hymnal, number 9.
Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive.
Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe. Help now our unbelief, O God. Lord, help us believe. Give us faith, O God. Jesus, give us faith to believe. Give us faith to receive today victory from you, O God. Lord, we take from your hand today. Lord, we receive from you. Come to us, O God, in mighty power. Almighty King, come, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, dear God, we bless your name. Jesus, 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 precious Savior.
I just want to share something with you this morning that I read in my devotional. We have this little devotional which we give out in church. And it's about a song that's in our hymn book we're going to sing. But it's also about the creation of God. You know, when we sit outside and we just see the creation of God, it overwhelms, doesn't it? We see how God created all that, and he created me, and he created you, and also for his purpose. But there's a little story here that goes with this. I'll just share it with you. One of NASA's observatories has discovered a giant black hole that hums. It's located in the Perseus cluster of galaxies about 250 million light years from Earth. The black hole vibrates at the frequency of a B flat, but it is too low a pitch to be picked up by the human ear. Scientific instruments have placed the note at 57 octaves below middle C on a piano. Can we imagine that? God created this. And we can't even, you know, fathom that. We can't even understand the greatness of the Lord and what's all out there for us to enjoy. And to think that this great creator can place the note at 57 octaves below middle C, and he created me, and he loves me personally, and I can have fellowship with him personally, and I can talk to him, and he talks to me through his word and all. So I'm so thankful for that when we think of how great thou art, O Lord. The idea of music and heavenly bodies is not new. In fact, when God revealed himself to Job, he asked, "Where were you when I laid down the foundation of the world?" Let me just read that little portion where the Lord is speaking to Job. Job was complaining a bit about his difficulties, his struggles. And in Job 38, the Lord questions him. The Lord answers Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determines its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" What a message from the Lord. Who created all this? What are we when we think of what God has done? But he loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love, a love that we can't even understand. And he took us out of the miry clay. He set us free. He's given us salvation. He's given us a hope. And I'm thankful for that hope that he has given us. And the same creator is my savior. He's my friend. He's with us every day. We have fellowship with him, companionship with him. And I'm so thankful for that. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Isn't that true when we look out? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. So we have so much to praise the Lord for, don't we? And there's this song on page 56, which refers to this: "All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice. Alleluia, alleluia. Let's sing that from the bottom of our hearts because of what he has done for us and for our pleasure and for all our needs. Page 56.
Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We bless you, O God. We worship you, O God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. O God, Jesus.
God, I praise you.
Holy, holy, holy. Though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory cannot see, Lord, give us eyes to see.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, remove the veil. Lord, that like Isaiah, we would have that experience. We would see the Lord high and lifted up, his glory filling the temple, angels crying, holy, holy, holy. O Lord, that the blindness of our eyes, our hearts, might be able to catch a glimpse of our Savior today in his glory, in his majesty, his holiness. God, have mercy and show yourself to us today. Jesus. 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 Lord, give us eyes to see. Jesus. Blessed be your name.